America Weekend.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Suspension training. What is it? Something to do with Spider-Man? Perhaps the flying Willendas? Or perhaps the underbody of a 75 Pontiac? I don't know. Let's find out. ACE certified personal trainer Lisa Ritchie fills us in on this week's Fit in a Minute.
Suspension exercise forces you to leverage your own body weight and use gravity to develop strength, balance, flexibility, and joint stability simultaneously. It can also be adapted to all skill levels. Exercises require a great deal of core body work to stabilize your movements against the forces of gravity. All you need to get started is a suspension trainer, or a TRX. This typically looks like two handles with lengths of adjustable webbing which can be fixed to a stationary object, such as a wall, door, pole, or tree. Suspension training benefits in a nutshell, it's time efficient. You can train anywhere. It's completely portable and lightweight. It's safe exercising for all, though hiring a trainer in the beginning is recommended. It's easy storage and setup. You have more options since you're suspended and have a greater range of motion. There are plenty of suspension training equipment providers, the most popular being TRX, SBT, and the Jungle Gym XT. Each provides unique features. I'm a certified personal trainer, Lisa Ritchie, and that's your Fit in a Minute.
Thanks, Lisa. And as always, Lisa will be back next week. Do you swear? Do you cuss? Do you use naughty words? Well, some of the words we use nowadays, well, there's one big word, and you know the one I'm talking about. It is used commonly in language now when it was used for emphasis and when you would be really, really, really mad, maybe, I don't know, 20, 30 years ago. But there are swear words that aren't swear words anymore, but there was a time way back when, yeah, they were things that would get you kicked out of school, kicked out of work, and maybe, I don't know, kicked out of your marriage. I don't know. 17 old-timey swear words that are anything but offensive today. Here we go. Doggone it. Was that ever a curse? Now, you could figure out what doggone it is supposed to replace. But at some point, that would get people upset. The next one, shoot or sugar. And it's pretty obvious to figure out which word that replaces. But even there was a time when you would say, shoot, and people would get a little, I don't know, red in the face and embarrassed. Holy moly. What about that one? Well, I could see it would get religious folks a little upset. We know what holy is, but what is moly? And why would moly be holy in the first place? I don't know. And you could, I'll give you one guess as to what holy moly was otherwise supposed to state. Of course. And that's why you can't say it. But even holy moly would get people upset, I guess, because it brought religion into it, whatever. Geez Louise. Again, a takeoff on something else that people normally say that would be quite offensive to a lot of people. But even at one point when someone said, geez Louise, it would get people a little, with a raised eyebrow. Gosh. All right, gosh. I can't see how that could get anybody upset. Dadgummit. D-A-D-G-U-M-M-I-T. Dadgummit. Literally, what does it mean? Hey, Dad, go take some gum and do something with it. I don't know. But again, if you think of three other syllables and what that is supposed to replace, but even when you would say dadgummit, hey, what are you saying? Because we know what you meant to say and you shouldn't even say this in the first place. Here's one. Oh, poop. P-O-O-P. There was a time you could not say poop on the air. Think back on television. Can you imagine if Beaver walked into the house one day and said to June, poop? First of all, the network would never let it on the air, and that was considered to be a little bit, This is one I never heard of before. Jessum Crow. What? J-E-S-U-M-C-R-O-W. That's got to be quite colloquial from a certain area. I've never heard of that one before. What about fiddlesticks? Fiddlesticks. Oh, fiddlesticks. Isn't there a snack named fiddlesticks now? I think there is. Again, these are old-time swear words that are anything but offensive today. Here's one, Jiminy Cricket. I would imagine the folks at Disney would be upset because of a copyright infringement. Remember Jiminy Cricket? If you're under, I don't know what, maybe 35, maybe 40, you have no idea who Jiminy Cricket is. The next one, Heavens to Betsy. Who is Betsy? Why are we wishing she goes to the heavens, and why are we invoking the heavens in the first place? I would imagine that would get a lot of people upset back in the day. I guess it's 1911, you say heavens to Betsy, and you're hauled off to jail. The next one, Bullcorn. Yes, Bullcorn, and we all know what that was supposed to replace, and there was a time when even when you said Bullcorn, you would get people upset. The next one, Consarn, C-O-N-S-A-R-N. I have no idea what that is. I don't even know what that is supposed to replace. Does anybody know? Drats. What's wrong with drats? Here's one that would kind of throw you a bit maybe back in the summer of 1912. Oh, fudge. Because you know what they meant to say. Son of a gun. And again, you know what gun should have been replaced with. So even if you were to hint at what the actual curse or swear was at one point, it would cause you trouble. And the final one, hell's bells. Oh, never bring Satan into it. That's not good. Because if you're walking around fall of 1907, you say that and you're probably going to get tomatoed in the public square. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Athletes have slumps. So do professionals. A bad day turns into a bad week. What can you do?
Reboot. Mentally picture your brain going through the restart process.
Let go of everything swimming around in your brain as you picture your mind going to a blank screen.
Now direct your brain to start bringing everything up again. Start with what's good. What do you have to be grateful for?
Then think about where you want to go. Create a goal for today, just today. Keep it simple, something you know you can get done, but make sure it moves you toward an even larger goal.
Then do it, and repeat this process tomorrow.
Establish a series of wins to get back on the path to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. Even green sushi lovers have found out how to gnaw on raw fish responsibly. In collaboration with the Monterey Bay Aquarium, the Blue Ocean Institute, and the Environmental Defense Fund, you can now print out a sustainable sushi card to carry around with you. The card lists which sushi to avoid and which to eat. For example, one should avoid both bluefin and yellowfin tuna. Equally, stay away from farmed shrimp, freshwater eel or unagi, along with farmed salmon. Wild salmon and shrimp, of course, are just fine. These card makers hope its carriers will ask sushi bar owners more questions, thus encouraging owners and sushi chefs, say that 10 times fast, to think more about serving sustainable options. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.